It's hard to see you. It's like the solar eclipse that you couldn't look. But people were so excited about this event that they were tweeting. Some of them got almost ecstasy. And someone replied, "Wait when you will see God. The bright light and love." My name is Deacon Michael Stock. You already know that English is my second language. It's hard not to know this. I came from Poland in 1992, so a while ago. I should do better. But when you come as an adult, I was almost 30 years old, you will not lose this accent. You have to live with it. But that has a good side. You have to pay attention. Otherwise, you'll fall asleep. So we'll try to wake you up. I am married. I serve as a permanent deacon at Sacred Heart Parish in Auburn Hills. Married with Kasia and three children, Gloria Maria, Gabriel Joseph, and Mary Ann Grace. And we are talking today about grace. Grace is enough. I tell you, she is handy. I want to start our reflection with gospel story from this coming Sunday. Church is saying that it's very good practice if we read the Word of God before we go to weekend mass, because we'll absorb a little bit. We're prepared better to participate at the Holy Eucharist. So that's what we will do, and this will be kind of our guiding word for tonight. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. When I kind of reflect on this story, I had right away a picture from news, breaking news. They just took CNN polls. What do the people think? And probably 30% thought that Jesus is John the Baptist. 15% thought that maybe Jeremiah. Another that maybe it's other prophet. And you know what this was? Fake news. There is a lot of fake news now. in political arena, in the social arena, and unfortunately, also it creeps in to the church. That's why this gospel, it's amazing. Because who is Jesus? This is so crucial. This is the basic, the most important in our faith to know who is Jesus. Because if he is prophet, only prophet, you know, you guys go and follow Muhammad. If he is the wise teacher, smart guy, then follow Buddha. Or if you want to know everything about physics and world, maybe start with Aristoteles, follow him. Jesus is claiming, and Peter proclaimed this, and Jesus said, because who revealed this to you? You couldn't know on your own. Even if the apostle and disciple is working with Jesus for 3 years, they couldn't know this. That was revealed by the Father. Our Christian faith is revealed faith. It's revelation. What does it mean? That God reveals himself to us. It's not like we get to know God first. First, he is revealing himself to us. Like some of you heard about me, maybe Michael Stark from Poland. And that's what you kind of try to have certain imagination. Oh, maybe this is handsome guy. No, fake news. Maybe he is tall. Then I came and I reveal myself to you. I am who I am. And now I told you about my kids and my family. You get to know me more. And now I am getting to know you. God revealed himself to us through the history of humanity. When he created us in his image and likeness, and he created us for eternity. But you know what's happened. We said, thank you, God, that you created us in your image and likeness. Give us beautiful garden. Life is so good. But you know, we don't need you anymore. Bye-bye. We know better. That's what was the original sin. And you know, when you walk away from God, you go to hell. Hell is to live without God. And there are consequences of it, of course. And the consequence of walking away from God was death. Death was the consequence of walking away from, because he is the source of life. He gave us life. And this is an incredible gift. No one of you asked for this gift. I didn't. This is a gift that God gave us. Incredible grace. You didn't ask for it. God created you. Your parents have something to do with it. They help God. This is a gift. But we lost this gift, and God created it for eternal life because we said, we know better. So the whole story is that God said, I want you back because he created us for eternity. So then he revealed himself to Abraham, later Moses, to Israelites, and slowly they are getting to know who God is. But at the time, fullness of time, God sent his only son. How long ago was it? I know that the priests know. How long ago Jesus came? What year do we have now? Okay, I hope I don't have to wake you up. Yes, 2017. From what? From what? Birth of Jesus. Isn't this amazing? The whole universe now, all cultures, they come from birth of Jesus. And we used to say, AD, Anno Domino, the year of the Lord. But around 150, 180 years, they change it. They put a fake news. They change it before current era and after. God forbid that we'll mention that Jesus was born, that that's what we're counting the years now in civilization. Jesus came and he revealed, he said, I came from my Father. Father and me were one. And you know all the story. The important thing is that he was claiming that he is God. And he really is. Because if he is not, then we are honestly so deceived. We are wasting time here. Jesus revealed himself and confirmed his divinity. He mentioned around, I think, 40 times, I am the light of the world, I am the way, truth, I am, me and Father, we are one, whoever sees me sees Father. All his divinity is proven, but this was revealed. And now, what was the proof? They all say, believe but verify. Was he really a historic person? Because that was 2,000 years ago. Jesus of Nazareth, was he a real person? I remember as a young boy, I was, I think, in high school. Didn't know much, you know, you go to church, all this, but I was amazed. One time at our class, we had like catechesis, and the priest said, Jesus was a real person, Jesus of Nazareth. He was walking on the earth. And he said, check it, encyclopedia. And you know, at the time when I was, there was a communist in Poland. And there were atheists. And we read in the encyclopedia and they are saying that most scholars and everyone agrees there is so much evidence that such a person as Jesus of Nazareth lived and worked. This, you know, opened my mind because I don't want to believe in myths. Maybe someone make up the story. And Jesus proved it. Now he proved it by miracles, through all when he was teaching and healing people. But the biggest proof was his resurrection. Look at it. He was crucified for our sins, but on third day he rose from the dead. And again, if this is not truth, we are wasting time here. This was historical event too. How we know this? Because of witnesses. He had apostles, and after resurrection, for 40 days he was appearing to them. They had breakfast together. They touched him. Thomas didn't believe it. They were shocked. And after 40 days, Jesus said, I have to go to my Father. And they were said, please, no, don't leave us orphaned. He said, I have to go, so I will send you the Holy Spirit. And it's amazing. Even if they saw resurrected Jesus, they were still afraid to tell others until they receive the Holy Spirit. And this is the full revelation. Jesus revealed who God is. God is one, but God is a relationship. There are three persons, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Father is crazy about his Son and the Holy Spirit, the relationship. This is love. Love only can be between person. And love can be only when you are free. you are free giving yourself to the other person, and the person responds with free gift. If you force anyone to love you, that's abuse. True love is free love, it's free gift. And that's what divine life is. This eternal love between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus revealed the intimacy of God. And what is it for you and me in it? He said, I want you to be part of it. I want you to be in the divine love. Didn't he say that Father and Holy Spirit will come and dwell in you? That's eternal life. And it's so beautiful. Resurrection is so important because it's not only our spirit. We are human. We have body. Jesus rose in his body and was beautiful. So don't worry that you are getting old and you die and you think, oh, look. If God had a power to create everything from nothing, just by word, Jesus rose from the dead, he will bring you back. The most beautiful way, but in your humanity, but will participate in divine life. That's the message. That's the revelation that everyone is called and invited to this divine life. And you don't have to wait until you die. It's happening now. How is it happening now? When you just invite Jesus and respond what St. Peter responded. Lord, you are the Son of God. You are Lord. You are my Lord. That's mean, and I will give myself to this Lord because he is God. Did Muhammad claim that he was God? No. Did Buddha claim that he was God? Did Muhammad rose from the dead? Did Buddha rose from the dead? It's only one. In the human history, he is the one. And he established church so this message can be passed. And that's what church is. We need church. And people have less problem, like, oh, I believe in Jesus. But church, oh no. Look at the scandals and everything. Church is our mother. How you will know the truth is from generation to generation. The Holy Spirit is inspiring people and giving them conviction. Because church is what? Holy. And the holiness is not because we are all holy, because Jesus. Church is Catholic. That means for everyone. We have to proclaim the risen Lord, that he is the Lord, to everyone. It's not limited to Catholic or Christian, to Muslim, Buddhist, unbelievers. Or he is not Lord. There is no other option. He is or he is not. There is nothing between. And we don't believe because it makes us feel good. We believe because this is truth. I don't want to die for fake news. He is real. And for me, personally, when I grew up, the biggest test or affirmation of proof were the lives of martyrs and people who give witness. I will tell you a story. Many of you probably know about Maximilian Kolbe. This had such an impact on my life. I was in eighth grade, and we had a trip to the concentration camp in Auschwitz during World War II. And Maximilian Kolbe was prisoner there. and one prison and escape. So the Nazis, the Germans, to deterrate other prisoners to escape, they pick up 10 prisoners and they were sentenced to starvation in the bunker. So they go and he said, "Du," in German means you. 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 And they got to the 10th person, you. That was Franciszek Gajowniczek. They're in line. And he started to cry. Jezus Maria. Moja żona, dzieci. Jesus, Mary, my wife, my children. And then, out of the row, Father Maximilian is walking. This is already like, hey, every prisoner said he is dead on the spot. You don't do this. He's walking with confidence. And he comes in front of the officer and he said, "What does this Polish swine want?" And he is pointing at the number 10, Franciszek Gajowniczek. He said, "I want to take his place." He said, "Why?" And then he said, "See," in German. I mean, sir, suddenly he had respect for him. Why? He said, "Because he has wife and children." And the other prisoner testified later, that was like everything in all the catechism of the church was, he said, he understood. He said, this priest saw himself worth less than the father of children and husband. He gave his life. I tell you, as a young boy, I came back from this trip. That was my first that I start to think seriously about God. Because if this man, you know, I will be escaping. Today I will be escaping. I don't know if I will have this grace. He gave his life. And wait for the end of the story. He was beatified and then canonized in 1982 by Pope John Paul II. And you know who was at the canonization there? Franciszek Gajowniczek, the man whom he saved. And he said, until his breath and until he will be alive, he will be always thanking the Lord, risen Lord, that this priest had such a deep faith that saved him. And in 1994, he came to Texas and testified. And a year later, in 1995, Franciszek Gajowniczek died. Witness of people who believe. That's what brings us to Christ. And you know, they said that every year, now last year, 70,000 Christians died. I just couldn't believe it. I check it. That's what is the estimate in the whole world. You will not do this if this will be fake news. The Holy Spirit gives us the grace. It's really Him. How to get this faith, this gift? This is gift. It doesn't takes a lot. You just ask Jesus. Because you are free. You can say no to God. Just, "Jesus, I believe. I trust in you. You are the Son of God. This is truth. Make me your disciples." The biggest joy in life, and I tell you, I am sinner. I was today to confession in the morning. I go once a month because I experience God truly the most when I receive Him in the Eucharist and in confession. Can you imagine how many people carry this incredible baggage of guilt, of shame, so many wounds? And you have at the hand, you can go. And Jesus said, I forgive you. Be free man and free woman. I just don't understand why people don't use it. This incredible gift of sacrament of reconciliation. Please try it. And you said, hey, I really go. I am DRE too at our parish. And we do preparation for communion. And I know, I work with parents. Because some of them, the last time they went to confession, there was first communion. Some mom and dads. So I beg them, I give witness. And there was no year that I didn't have some of them coming later and thanking me. Because many of the stuff you don't have to carry. If you hear from the priest, he is in him, you are forgiven. And you know where we go? And it's that's fine. You go to psychologists, we need it, many people need. But they cannot forgive you your sins. You talk, you pour out all your soul, and they console you. Please don't take that we need it. But a lot of problems that we have, they're not psychological. They're spiritual. And there is medicine for it. And what kind of love I would have to you or kids or adults if I have medicine for it to cure, and I will not tell you about this. That would be so selfish. We receive our faith through the witnesses. And God is inviting you today. I don't know where you are in your walk of life. Jesus is inviting you today. Entrust your life to him. Deep in your sincere heart, Lord, I believe. And ask him to make you his disciples. Because you will see it, that suddenly you will experience his presence and you would not be able to stop others. And that's really the proof that you believe. Because if Jesus is, there is nothing more important. He conquered death. Science will not, you know, save you from death. They can prolong your life, maybe, you know, 10 to 110. Maybe they invent even 120 years. But they will not save you. There is only one. It's Jesus. It's just incredible. If you, you will tell others, and that's the proof. We talk about now new evangelization. And you know what the first 300 years, did they have any program, the church? I don't think so. They were persecuted. If they found out that you believe in Jesus, you are in the church, you risk your life. What did they have? The people who were baptized, who gave their life, they were sharing and telling others. And we have like kind of church now that you go to the church, it's done, then I have my life. True test of it, if you are sharing this with others. And can you imagine, I don't know how many of you is here, 200. If you go and you experience Jesus, and you will tell others, sincerely, that will be 400. No other program will help. To be disciples is to tell the news to others. Or, really this is the test, then you don't believe it. And I know they say it's your life, but also it's important that you say that you believe. Because your faith is when you listen and see examples. I prepare a totally different talk, and I talk totally different. So I hope that you got something out of it. And I want to close with the prayer of Saint Teresa of Avila. Because you are in power today to be his disciples. And you are in power to go and tell others about Jesus, who is life and resurrection. Okay. Christ has no body. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks, compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes which he looks, compassion on the world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. God bless you. God loves you. And now let's go, team, and proclaim the risen Lord to everyone that we encounter. Amen.